Welcome to A Seeking Heart. A Seeking Heart. Oh, I didn't even get through the name today. It's gonna be a good one. Welcome to A Seeking Heart. My Boston all came through on that one when I said seeking. Looking for a seeking heart here on Good Friday morning. You know what? Today is my least favorite day the entire year. It is April Fool's Day. I don't like April Fool's Day. And the technology fools are already messing with us. This is no joke. We are trying to get hooked up today with my guest, Sister Mary Leah Hill, Daughters of St. Paul, Pauline Books and Media. Excited to talk to the crabby mystic today about Blessed Are the Stressed, Secrets to a Happy Heart from a Crabby Mystic, again from Pauline Books and Media. One thing I can talk to you about while we wait is on April 24th, I'm so excited to be going to, speaking of the Daughters of St. Paul, they are going to be hosting a mass for the World Communications Day, and that's going to be in their Jamaica Plain. That's 50 Paul's Avenue in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. And so we have World Communications Day, April 24th. At 50 Paul's Avenue, Jamaica Plain, in the background. Type this up because I apparently can't do two things at once. It's a mass with Father Robert Reed from Catholic Television. He's going to be there doing the mass at the Daughters of St. Paul. Very excited to have... Anyway, the World Communications Day, it's a very special day where we celebrate, you know, the times in which we live and that we have this great ability, no matter how flawed it can be, we have this great ability to connect with people all over the world, all over our, you know, people we never would have thought we would be friends with or could reach and touch through the radio and internet and the social media. So there's so many wonderful ways that we can connect, and we're going to celebrate that at the Daughters of St. Paul World Communications Day, 50 Paul's Avenue, Jamaica Plain. Father Robert Reed will be joining us. And if you would like to call in today, the number is 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. We would love to hear from you. I'm sure we will, at least by the next hour, not the next hour, the next segment, not the next hour, have Sister Mary Leah Hill with us here. Yay! Hello, Sister. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
This is just a crazy way to get started on April Fool's Day.
Oh, no wonder it's not work.
You know, it's just whenever the Lord's going to do something good, we first have to surmount the evil that just tries to stop us. But guess what? God's always triumphant. And I'm so happy he was this morning. I welcome to the show Sister Mary Leah Hill, Daughters of St. Paul, Pauline Books and Media, and the author of this fabulous book that we have been talking about all week, Blessed Are the Stressed. Welcome, Sister Leah.
Oh, thank you, Allison.
It is such a pleasure to have you on. You know, I think there needs to be some explanation, though, Sister, to why you're called the Crabby Mystic. I've met you. I don't find you very crabby.
Well, this actually is my it's my Twitter account handle. Mm-hmm. But when I was thinking about it, I said to myself, actually, it's true because I'm crabby by nature.
Ah,
I've been crabby since I was a baby.
You mentioned that
according
in the
to
book.
My parents. But mystic is, you know, we're supposed to be drawn to God, looking for God, you know, open to Him. And so I figured, you know, we got both ends here, who I am by nature and who I am to be by grace.
I love that explanation. And I do believe that sometimes it is our nature that actually brings out the best in us. I think trying to overcome that. Sometimes I find that I can be very anxious, but instead I try to be very joyful in trying to overcome that nature inside of my heart, which I think that the Beatitudes are kind of this call to reach outside of our nature. Mm. Would you?
Yes, to perfect our nature. Jesus gave them to us as like a almost an explanation of what he expects of people, you know, how we're supposed to respond to God from who we are. It's like a description of our nature at its better point.
And there's many words that in the Beatitudes. Well, first, I guess there should be an explanation of what are the Beatitudes.
Well, so everybody knows them as something you hang on your wall after you've stitched them. You know, a lovely poem by Jesus. But really, it's Jesus. He's not. It's a description, but also like a challenge of how to reach out outside of who we are by nature, and to the perfection that he's calling us to. It's normally they're listed in 8 points of blessed are those, for example, who are meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, it's something we should do now, and then he tells us what the reward for it will be. And I think that reward is both in this life and in the next life.
Well, I love that you kind of give that distinction, because I always wondered, like, so he's asking me to be meek and pure in heart and righteous, and I'll be blessed. Well, will I be blessed here, or is the blessing to come? Not that I think it should actually have an effect on whether I do it or not.
Yeah. You know, because sometimes, for example, if we're being merciful to someone and we get a nasty reply, or, you know, they take advantage of you, it seems like, well, you know, that didn't work. But it did work within us. You know, the mercy was received by us, and we gave mercy. There's nothing else we can do. You know, the other person's reaction is out of our control. So we were open to mercy, and we in turn gave it. So we are merciful.
Merciful's hard, Sister Leah. I'm talking this morning with Sister Leah. She's the author of Blessed Are the Stressed, Secrets to a Happy Heart from a Crabby Mystic, from Pauline Books and Media, the wonderful book we've been traveling with all week. And I was just saying that I think mercy is hard. I think some of these are hard, Sister. Why are they so hard?
Well, they're hard because we're expecting something else. You know, what we want something for ourselves. We want the reward. In one of my chapters, I'm talking about how the advertisers are using this idea of the Beatitudes very well. They know that our heart is really looking for something that we don't possess. We always want something bigger and better and more beautiful. And that's because that's what God put in our hearts when he created us. Because it's the draw to him. You know, we're looking for God who is the biggest, the best, and the most beautiful. And the advertisers are always telling us their product is going to be the answer to this desire. But the Beatitudes are, you know, actually the answer. They are how we perfect our nature, make ourselves like Jesus, the perfect man. And we see how Jesus' life went. My goodness, you know, he was the most perfect, most loving person, and look what happened to him.
We're joined this morning by the very patient Sister Mary Leah Hill, the author of Blessed Are the Stressed, Secrets to a Happy Heart from a Crabby Mystic, from Pauline Books and Media. I want to just, before we have this segment is graciously going to end in just a minute, but before it does, I would love to just talk a little bit about the format of the book. There are 80 short chapters. What was the thinking behind the way you formatted this?
Oh, well, that it would be short and accessible in that way. Because sometimes you pick up a book on a topic like this, if it's just one continuous read, you get discouraged.
Yeah.
No, at least I do. Some people can devour these big books happily, but I need little pieces. So I figure there must be a lot of other people who would prefer to bite off a chunk than to have to, you know, swallow the whole thing.
Well, I found that very helpful. We're talking this morning with Sister Mary Leah Hill, author of Blessed Are the Stressed. I hope you have gotten through this first segment, and you know that the Lord has something very important in store. So I hope you come back for more of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. We'll be right back.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. Good morning and welcome to another episode of A Seeking Heart, where we're today talking with the author of Blessed Are the Stressed, Secrets to a Happy Heart from a Crabby Mystic, Sister Mary Leah Hill from Pauline Books and Media. She's a daughter of St. Paul herself, one of my favorite orders in the whole wide world. There, it's out there. I admitted it. Maybe it's because I'm
too.
So blessed. Oh no, who would have guessed it from you? Maybe it's because I'm so blessed that you are close by, and well, you were close by, you're not now, but I used to be able to visit the Daughters of St. Paul. I actually still get to visit, but where have they put you now, dear Sister Leah?
I'm in St. Louis.
Oh, how's the weather there today in St. Louis?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's heading up into the 70s.
Well, be grateful to the Lord that he has moved you, because it's rainy and cold here, and it's supposed to snow this weekend because it's New England and it's spring. So we're talking about the Blessed Are the Stressed. And so where did you come up with this title, and how does this reflect what's in your book?
Oh, Blessed Are the Stressed. Well, actually, I wasn't thinking of that when I wrote the book. But the reviewers of it thought, as a theme.
Oh.
So I went with it, and I said to myself, well, actually, it's true that the Beatitudes are a way to address our stress, a way to deal with it.
Ah.
You know, that may not be what Jesus had in mind when he wrote them or when he said them, but they do work.
They do work.
Our stress would be less.
It is when you, as I got through your book, I truly started to see where following this can really bring me much more peace. Yeah. And I feel like I had more direction. Like, isn't it funny when I listen to God, I have direction. It's crazy. So what purpose of the Beatitudes? Like, why did the Lord even mention them at the Sermon on the Mount?
Well, I mean, only he knows, but we assume that maybe he was giving an opening description of what he expected of it. Or some people say it was a description of himself. You know, this is who I am, and you are part of me, and so this is who I would like you to be, too.
Mm.
And really, it is who we are. It's just he's telling us... If we bring ourselves to him, then we will find our fulfillment in him. Like everybody should be poor in spirit. You know, we would have a much happier life if we could figure that one out.
You know, I thought I was very
mourn because we all lose people and things and situations turn against us, so we can't help but mourn.
So let's stop for a second and look at poor of spirit. Now, if you read, is it one of them adds in spirit? Is that Luke that adds in spirit and Matthew doesn't? Do I have it backwards?
I think they both have it, I think, the poor in spirit.
So maybe it's just Allison's abridged version of the Bible?
Yeah, they both do have it. Matthew has blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, and so does Luke. Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. The same idea.
Ah. See, because I always just heard in my own little head to be poor. And I thought one of the chapters that you spoke about was so insightful when you said, even at first world standards, you were not poor. You know, like I think of myself often. I mean, I've been struggling financially for most of the last year and a half, like really desperately. But it's not desperately at all when I really reflect in your words of wisdom of, you know, you have debt because somebody extended you credit. There are people who will never even get that opportunity because there's no place to mail it and they have no way of paying it. And that was like spiritual 2x4 across the side of the head.
Yeah, we always think of poverty in like in a negative sense. I'm missing something or I got to give something up. But really, it's opening ourselves, kind of divesting ourselves of all the things that are in the way of our living in the kingdom, in the spirit of God. You know, we hold everything to ourselves. We're the center of the universe, and we're building walls around ourselves and all this stuff and amassing our fortune. But it's really that we should give everything over to God.
It is interesting how, and you talked about the media earlier, the marketing, I'm going to lump all media together because it's not all bad, but the marketing advertisers who really do use our self-centeredness. And I think that that's such a, do you find that that's a natural tendency of people to be self? Yeah.
One thing that bugs me to no end is when people, especially in ads, they say it. You know, go grab yourself some of whatever it is. You know, hello, just go take the one that's for you or ask, may I have one? But don't go grab something. You
know? I really never thought about that. What poor manners.
Yeah, well, that's what we're promoting, you know, because it is self-centered. I am the center of the universe.
You know, it was also, I love God sentences. I love when you think that you're like kind of going through this life on your own and then God reminds you that he's totally with you and he pays attention and he eavesdrops on everything, yeah. which is good, of course, but kind of scary because sometimes I think like, oh, God's not paying attention. Not so much.
But thank goodness he is.
Yes.
We'd be terribly lonely if he wasn't.
That's so true. I think someone once said, if God stopped thinking about you for even a millisecond, you would cease to exist.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
very
true. Well, there's that other little thing that people always cross-stitch and put on the wall, a little line that says, God sees me. And one time I read a little story about that. A grandmother watched her grandson reading it, and he was getting scared because God's seeing him, and she said, you know, don't let that bother you. It really means that God can't take his eyes off of you. He loves you so much. And that's kind of like the spirit that we should think of when that God is watching us all the time. It's because he loves us so much. It's like we watch little kids. You know, we can't get enough of them. And that's really how God is with us. He's watching for us, watching out for us all the time. And that's why Jesus gave us these Beatitudes.
That is so sweet.
Help us break it down, because really it's all one piece. It's like, imitate me, it's like St. Paul says, as I imitate Christ. And this is Jesus telling us, imitate me, because I am the Father's image for you. But we can't get that in one big lump. We need it broken down in pieces. So this is what he's doing.
Well, God, it's his nature to reveal himself slowly to us because we would, I think, just our heads would explode if he gave it to all at once.
True.
He doesn't want any heads exploding. Yeah. Well, the thing that was such a godsend is that we were just talking last night, my group of friends, about what we would do if we won the lottery. And then I went back to review, you know, the book to prepare for the interview. And I thought, oh, my gosh, she actually talks about that. It's one of the and yous is to contemplate if you won the lottery, what would you do with it? And I wondered, sister, what would you do? Did you ponder this question yourself?
Oh, if I had won the lottery, well, I'd probably pay off the community debts first.
That's funny. That was our response, too. We pay off our debt first. Yours is a little more altruistic because ours was just so I could buy a new car. So like, that's not...
We probably wouldn't have anything left by the time we finished.
I know, we were talking about that. We recently just had that 1 billion, and everybody was just going frantic to try to win it, thinking it would solve their problems. And one very wise friend of mine said, it would just cause me more problems.
Oh, yeah, imagine if you had to deal with that.
Because it's kind of hard to... Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, sister.
Oh, no, I was going to say there'd be so many people who would be wanting part of it, you know, for legitimate or illegitimate reasons. And, you know, even when I go out of the house, I can't stand when I see people asking for money. I have to kind of see if I've got anything to give them. You know, it makes me very anxious to help them, you know, with what little that we have. And I can imagine if I had a huge amount of money, what would I do?
As Jesus reminds us, it's harder for a rich man to enter heaven than a poor one. We're talking this morning with Sister Mary Leah Hill. She is from Daughters of St. Paul. She is the author of Blessed Are the Stressed. She's my guest today. When we come back from these messages, I'm going to open up the phone lines if you're eager to speak with Sister Leah. If you have something from her book, Blessed Are the Stressed, that you'd like to ask about the Beatitudes, the virtues of which they teach us, we would love to hear from you. Again, that number is 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. We're talking today about the Beatitudes, that call from God, from Jesus himself, to be like him, to be perfect, like the Father is perfect, and to this like instruction manual that I think we all need, because we're so easily lost in this world that we live in, and we lose our way of how we can be holy, like our Heavenly Father is holy. And I am so thrilled again to have with me Sister Mary Leah Hill, the Crabby Mystic. And we're talking about her wonderful book, Blessed Are the Stressed. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.
Welcome back. We are talking today with Mary Leah Hill. She is the author of Blessed Are the Stressed. We spent two wonderful days talking about Blessed Are the Stressed. I could have definitely spent at least 5 to 20 more, because there's just so much rich content in this wonderful book, Blessed Are the Stressed, Secrets to a Happy Heart from a Crabby Mystic, from Pauline Books and Media. And Sister Leah is actually one of the Daughters of St. Paul. I confessed last segment, that's one of my favorite orders. Could be that I'm just very blessed to know them, and they help me be less stressed. So, sister, we're talking about the Beatitudes, and we talked a little bit about being poor in spirit. Another one I think that's really easily understood is meekness.
Oh.
How are we to understand what it means to be meek?
Well, again, that's one of those things where we look to Jesus for an example. We always try to promote ourselves, and we think meek means weak, but actually it means self-control more than anything else. And sometimes the fathers of the church, if you go back and read their explanations of the Gospels, they say that perhaps when Jesus says they shall inherit the earth, it means they will have control over their own being, because we are actually from the earth. Our physical presence, at least, is earth. It came from it, and it goes back to it. And so if we're meek, we know how to possess ourselves properly, like Jesus was perfectly self-possessed. And we see that in how he acted in front of the foolishness, stupidity, cruelty, everything that came his way. He didn't lash out at people or pity himself. He knew who he who he was in the presence of God as a person.
It's interesting that one of the chapters on meekness really surprised me. And again, God's sentence, the Lord's always watching over. Oh, you know what? I'm lying. It was purity of heart. It was, you talk about knowing yourself. Well, I was reading the purity of heart chapters and I went to buy new dresses. And standing in those bright dressing rooms with these huge mirrors, and you just, there's no hiding who you are.
True.
And it definitely is a, this knowing yourself in God, the way that God sees you in God's eyes is, it's a difficult task because I don't really want to be that laid bare as the Beatitudes ask me to be.
But we get too hung up on the external side of ourselves, if you want to put it that way. You know, what we perceive that we look like to other people, whereas the real look of us is who we are in front of God, and that's what we try to buy into ourselves and to offer to others, you know, to present to the world, is our Christ-likeness. And so, you know, meekness is helping us to do that, you know, to not be so, into our looks or lack thereof.
Well, you mentioned
it. More looks than others.
Well, the funny thing is you mentioned the Rubenesque period, which I was standing in the dressing room thinking, why wasn't I born? Why wasn't I born then? I would have been perfectly, I would have been a model.
Yeah.
But no. In God's infinite wisdom, He puts me here.
Who we are in the present moment.
We are. And, you know, I talked about this also this week, that there was somebody I'm very jealous of, and she's tall and thin and has beautiful colored hair. And, you know, I'm telling the Lord how jealous I am of her and asking for His help, the grace to overcome it. And the first thing He reminds me is, you know, she had no control over any of that. was all my...
Really.
That was all
His
doing.
We are who we are from the factory.
And He has a purpose, and I think this is part of my trouble in my brain, is knowing that He has a purpose and a plan for who I am and how I look. You know, the family I was born into, even the culture of which I come, I'm Portuguese, like all of that isn't willy-nilly. It's not like God just throws the dice and says, green hair, green eyes, blue hair. Like, He just doesn't do that.
No, we are a product, like you said, of our ancestors, really. I mean, there is no, you don't get a choice unless you're wealthy enough to recreate yourself. But then you also bring in a lot of other problems with it. But we are, I mean, we have to learn to love ourselves and be who God made us, and who God made us through our parentage, which is where it comes from. So we have a spiritual parentage and we have our physical parentage.
Hopefully, and I know that I'm made in His image and likeness, so there's got to be something about God that's only 5'3" and would have been perfect in the Rubenesque period. But there's also, again, look, you said talk about looking at our insides, which, of course, the Beatitudes.
Right. That's actually where the image and likeness of God is. It's in our spiritual side. More than, I mean, it's expressed through who we are physically, but it is our ability to reason and will and love. Those are the, and, you know, to look for God. You know, those are the, that's how God reflects Himself in our being, by those gifts which no other part of creation has. They have little mirrors of it. You know, we swear that our pets are thinking and, you know, and their little personalities, but it's not the same as being a human being. We're the only, the only of God's creatures other than the angels that have these abilities.
And as we're looking on our outsides, we obviously, and we're talking about looking on our insides, another thing that you talked about that really struck a chord with me was this predominant fault. And I kind of alluded to it a minute ago when I was talking about my envy. You know, my That's my, and I didn't really think of it that way until I was reading again. Blessed is the Stressed. Our guest today is Sister Mary Leah Hill. She's from Pauline Books and Media. Well, she's from Daughters of St. Paul, and this book is from Pauline Books and Media. Blessed are the Stressed. And so, tell me a little bit more about what this predominant fault. What does that mean?
Well, it's like in my title here, the crabby mystic. It's a predominant. It's like, you know, we all have defects. We're not perfect. And mm-hmm. there are defects in our character. And those come also from our parentage, et cetera, our upbringing, and some of our own negative work. But we have something in our personality that's not perfect. They tell us in religious life that it has to be that way. I mean, that's how God does it. They'll close the casket, and the predominant fault will still be making itself heard. You know, I'll be crabbing as the cover is closing, because it's really a predominant part of my personality. And it's something we have to work on all the time to try to perfect. And we need those, otherwise we'd be too proud and, you know, there'd be nothing for God, you know, to give us. We would think we were actually perfect. So we need something that we have to, you know, work against all the time.
Well, that reminds me of St. Paul's thorns in his side, which are kind of left ambiguous, which I've always believed, because we all need to relate to which ones is our thorn.
Mm.
And that he tells us in that his grace is enough. If there was nothing that required us to look to God for, then we'd probably, most of us, leave him out.
Mm.
Do you think? Maybe just me?
In this country especially, it's easy enough to do, because we, you know, most of us are living a fairly, you know, a reasonably comfortable life. There's always something we could look to for as an improvement, and there are some very poor people living in this country.
Mm.
Life is not that dreadful. We kind of create our problems in a sense, you know, by our lack of ability to appreciate what we have and live with it, you know, and then the society, of course, the culture we live in is always after us to outdo ourselves. But, you know, it's in another age and another place, we'd probably be doing a lot better.
That's very true. We're talking this morning with Sister Mary Leah Hill. She is the author of Blessed Are the Stressed, Secrets to a Happy Heart from a Crabby Mystic. 80 wonderful bite-sized chapters of the Beatitudes and how we can relate them to our everyday life. I absolutely love this book. We have more to come with Sister Leah after these messages. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are talking this morning with the author of Blessed Are the Stressed, Sister Mary Leah Hill from Pauline Books and Media. If you would like a copy of this fabulous book, I direct you over to pauline.org. You can find Blessed Are the Stressed. And Sister, this is not your first book. Is that correct?
No.
What other books can we find there from you?
Well, there's another one that's set up the same way as this, called Prayer in You.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it's the same little short chapters, but on all different aspects of prayer, how we can actually pray better and pray out of who we are as a person, as opposed to imitating other people. You know, we use other people's prayers; they're a gift to us. But sometimes we're afraid to pray out of our own self.
Mm.
Like hints of how to do that.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'll have to check that out. Maybe it's something we can do.
Yeah.
Maybe when it's not April Fool's Day and we can actually have you on without technical difficulties. You've been
come accompanied by technical difficulties.
Well, you said that you have like this special power. This is your charism.
Yeah. I ever since I can remember, I've destroyed electronic equipment. Yeah.
Now you tell me. That's something that Kathy should have told me before before we booked you.
She's hiding my greatest talent from you.
We're all just called to be the best versions of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Which, of course, the Beatitudes, I'm going to just break back into those, will actually teach us as being the best version of ourselves. How about peacemaking? Were you a peacemaker as a child?
I don't know that I was. I was kind of a quiet observer of things. I was always an old woman. You know,
you was always an old woman.
Yeah, I was never a small child. So, you know, I tried to avoid trouble. I don't know if I made peace, but I avoided war.
You're an old soul, as they say, right?
Yeah, my oldest sister was more daring than I, and she would do things like climb up the faces of small cliffs, and I would be down below telling her, if you fall off and kill yourself, don't expect me to go home and explain this to our parents. You know, you know, I always thought of the worst case scenarios. It's part of being a crabby, negative person.
I do that too, though. I have to say, I always think of I'm a worrier, so it kind of goes hands in hand. My anxiety always makes me think of the absolute worst thing that can happen, which, praise God, doesn't often happen.
Yeah.
But I definitely go to the worst case scenario. I would love for you to recount the story that you tell in Blessed Are the Stressed. Again, I'm talking today with Sister Mary Leah Hill from Pauline Books and Media about the amateur thief that came into one of the bookstores.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was, we work in our bookstores. We also sell religious articles besides the books. You know, people need rosaries and things. And one day I was showing a man some, you know, rosaries and bracelets. He wanted something for his daughter, he said, for a graduation or something. And I left him alone because he seemed perfectly fine. He was in a suit. And I turned to help other people. And then after a few minutes, he said, well, I think I got to ask my wife about this. And I, as he turned around, I saw a little glint in his sleeve. And I said, well, you know, that's okay, you know, back when you're ready. But, you know, I think something fell in your sleeve while you were looking at
me.
And he said, oh, really? And he looked down inside and he pulled out this, you know, I think it was a rosary or a bracelet, one or the other. Mm. And he said, oh, you're right. Look at this. I'm sorry. But he was so pathetic, I wanted to have pity on him. You know, he was really probably desperate to get something. He was obviously not terribly professional.
It's kind of hard to get mad at somebody trying to steal something religious.
Well, it depends. You know, some go off with large hauls of things every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
Really?
You know, little ladies with shopping bags that carry off marble statues.
Oh, that's not cool.
You know, somebody took a Blessed Mother out of our chapel one time, and we've never seen her since. You know, how they do it, I don't know. Those are the more professional folk.
Wow. Wow. That's
maybe they needed her more than we did.
Yep. I mean, obviously, we're told thou shalt not steal. So stealing is never a good thing, but it's just that story just amazed me that somebody would come in and try to steal a religious item.
Yeah, well, you know, people try to steal many things, including our religious sentiment. You know, we're all facing that kind of theft all the time.
And which beatitude did that story relate to?
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't remember.
I have it somewhere between peace and persecuted, and I put it in my notes between the two without making an arrow to the two. So,
let's see. It's 95. Page 95 for those who are following in their book. Let's see.
peace.
Under peace. Yeah.
So you were being our peacemaker.
Yeah.
Well,
it's related to like St. Dismas.
Oh, that's right. The good thief.
Who stole heaven. You know, we're always happy to let a thief off the hook, just like Jesus let Dismas off the hook because of the goodness he saw in him. You know, he was probably a man who did something foolish on a whim or something. And, you know, Jesus saw that in him and, you know, and invited him into the kingdom because of his trust in the Lord.
Mm.
And so we want to do that in our daily life with other people, too. You know, it's one aspect of peace is to recreate peace in some of these hearts of people, give them back a little bit of peace when they've done something, you know, dumb.
Because we've never done anything dumb in our lives, right?
But the scripture quote I put there is from Philippians, when he says, what you have received from me, what you have learned, what you have heard, what you have seen in me, do these things, and the God of peace will be with you. You know, it's what's been given to us, we should in turn give, and one of those things is peace.
Mm. Peace is indeed a gift. I get that a lot when I pray. And one of the things that we've heard a lot, of course, this year is the word mercy, you know, being merciful. How do you see mercy as it relates to the Beatitudes?
Well, it's put kind of plainly in the Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Mm. So we all, you know, we do like mercy. I think in one of them I said, you know, nobody likes to be pitied, but we do like mercy. You know, we don't want people feeling sorry for us, but actual mercy, we relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
That someone is giving something to us of their spirit. They're going out of their way to offer us this gift of, mercy is so many things.
Well, you give two beautiful examples from the scriptures. You relate this mercy and remind us that the Good Shepherd and the Good Samaritan are both examples to us. So how is the Good Samaritan an example of mercy?
Well, because the person, you know, we have all those folks going down the road to the poor guy gets beat up and left there, and everything's taken away from him, and some people don't want to get involved for one reason or another, and this other fellow comes along and goes out of his way, totally out of his way, takes care of him, takes him, you know, to an inn, and then offers to pay anything else that's going to be needed. You know, it's a mercy above and beyond the call. He's not getting any reward for it. In fact, I often wonder how he was treated by the innkeeper.
Mm.
He is a Samaritan, and they're not supposed to like Samaritans. I mean, he's taking in this fellow, he's taking the Samaritan's money, but what kind of attitude is he putting up with while he's doing this?
I hadn't thought of that either.
You know, how are people treating him? He's freely giving a mercy, being a godlike person for this man in trouble. And even an example to, you know, the folks in the area who don't, they don't look kindly upon the impurity of touching the injured, I guess, or being by the unclean neighbors, being the Samaritans. You know, so a lot of times we get those little feelings ourselves. You know, we feel we'd like to do something good for someone, someone's in need, but we don't want to get involved, and we often, many of us feel that way when we see folks on the street, you know, who are asking for something. You know, they're always asking. They're probably going to go drink it away. You know, but that doesn't come into God's equation.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, we're not supposed to facilitate, you know, bad behavior, but there's not a checklist in the gospel about who to give your mercy or your kindness or your charity to.
Well, speaking of mercy, we seem to have been under God's mercy right now because we have less than a minute left for our time together this morning. Can you believe it? Can you tell us where we can purchase Blessed Are the Stressed and how we can follow you on social media?
Oh, well, you can find the book at Pauline Books and Media. We have our, it's www.pauline.org. And you'll find our books on there. You can go to the bookstores that we have around the country, which would be listed also as Pauline Books and Media. You can find my book even on Amazon, you know, whatever. And you can follow me on Leah Hill, L-E-A-H-I-L-L, at AOL.
Thank you, Sister Leah, so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you for your patience with our technology. We've been talking with Sister Mary Leah Hill, author of Blessed Are the Stressed, and you've been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.